And we are back with your news for the hour. This is Tate Cervantes coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Studio. And we are here with your news. And this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband, and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And the need for blood donations is always critical, especially this time of year. Because of that, St. John's Lutheran Church at 7369 Byrne Road in Pigeon will be hosting a blood collection drive. The drive will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Friday, January 2nd. Although walk-ins are welcome, appointments are recommended and can be done by going to the website, redcrossblood.org. In Washington last week, the Senate failed to get anywhere on health care, and now it's the House's turn. Speaker Mike Johnson late Friday released a package of proposal to address growing health care costs. The House legislation does not include an extension of enhanced tax credits that make health insurance more affordable in the Affordable Care Act marketplace. These tax breaks are expiring at the end of the year, Johnson said, and Republicans' goals is to reduce premiums for all Americans, not just those enrolled in Obamacare plans. But going Johnson's route has left vulnerable House Republicans representing key battleground districts in a tough spot. In the latest round of talks between Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and U.S. envoys have ended as Kiev faces Washington's pressure to swiftly accept a U.S.-brokered peace deal in the face of an increasingly assertive Moscow. Ukraine's lead negotiator said real progress, quote, had been achieved at Monday's talks in Berlin with President Donald Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff, and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, as well as European officials. The talks lasted roughly 90 minutes and followed a five-hour session Sunday. The U.S. government said in a social media post on Witkoff's account after Sunday's meeting that, quote, a lot of progress was made, end quote. And we will be right back with more national and international news here after this message from our sponsor.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we are back with your national news. The Department of Homeland Security is proposing an additional security layer for certain foreign visitors by asking them to provide more extensive personal details, including 5 years of social media history as part of visa screening. A move, officials say, is intended to strengthen vetting, while civil liberties groups question potential privacy implications and the risk of overbroad data collection. European Union leaders have agreed in principle to continue funding Ukraine's military and economic needs for the next 2 years, even as they wrestle with complex legal and political questions over whether frozen Russian assets can be used, reflecting both sustained Western backing for Kyiv and ongoing divisions over the best strategy to pressure Moscow. And that was your news for the hour, brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to Better Internet from your local provider to AVS Broadband and look to the tech team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And now we will be going over to Steve Adamson for our extended weather forecast.